Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It is National Be a Millionaire Day. And trust me, I haven't figured out how yet.
Welcome to the show.
Want to be a millionaire?
Wants to be a millionaire.
Do you want to be a millionaire?
Who dares to be a millionaire?
Happy National Be a Millionaire Day.
I know exactly how we should celebrate.
What do you need?
$1 million.
$1 million?
Actually, after taxes, the amount you'll receive
is less than $1 million.
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
Happy National Be a Millionaire Day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it's showtime, and I want to be a millionaire. So freaking bad. Who needs Bruno Mars when we got this show? Live in the morning, local, and from two different zip codes, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. Week 8 of quarantine, and she's sitting at the kitchen table counting her pennies. And let's just put it this way. I know I'm very far from being a millionaire.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You see, I'm divorced. And, well, never mind. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:15. Hey, y'all. It's a beautiful morning. Beautiful red sky again this morning. It's like the second day in a row. I decided to take one of my recreational vehicles to work instead of my usual car. So, and today it was a little sketchy because it was in the 40s, and I don't have any doors or windows, and the top is coming down, and it's maybe it was a poor decision today. It was a little chilly, but it will be nicer later today. Sunny and cool, 68. Yesterday was a weird kind of day. It was supposed to be cloudy, but it wasn't. The sun was like a filtered sun. I took an afternoon nap on my deck and actually got sunburned with like hardly any sun. And the way that wind was gusting, you couldn't feel it, the sun on your skin. So I got like my base coat down. Just because this goofy weather, it kind of wants to be warmer. It kind of wants to be spring. It kind of wants to turn into summer with Memorial Day weekend coming up, but it just doesn't cut it on the overnight. Thus the red skies this morning and the cool temperatures. My recreational vehicle I spoke of is an old Jeep that I purchased cash, and I've been fixing it up. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fun kind of project. And Jeep people are totally different people. You people that drive Jeeps, you know that, all right? It's a Jeep thing is the expression you use, I guess. Everybody waves at each other kind of like they do when they're on Harleys, you know? And some of this Jeep, I don't want to use the word epidemic anymore because of the pandemic, but Jeep people are crazy. And the annual topless weekend is coming up this weekend. Now, before you think it's anything perverse, it's not. You are just urged to take the top off your Jeep. And some of these towns and areas have little festivals. Beach communities have go topless weekends and that kind of thing. And there's supposed to be a big one going on in Texas, no matter what the local authorities say. And Texas is always just a little bit weird to begin with. You know what I mean?
Quarantine. Get out and party. Woo!
Easy, girl.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that. Wash them hands for 20 seconds.
Hey,
and
you
keep them clean.
Are you getting smart with me?
Come totally. On. Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long
the
as
the cops
they don't
are
be
doing their job. Well, that's
who are
good.
Actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
She's all gravy, baby. Okay, here's the deal. I know that we're all a little penned up, and we all just want it to be summer. It's Memorial Day weekend. But I think the party on the Jeep, party on the beach with your topless Jeep festival should kind of be postponed. So,
did you say topless?
Yeah, that's what got your attention, yeah. This weekend, if you're a Jeep person, and I'm mm-hmm. just learning this because I bought this beat-up old Jeep for cash, and yeah. it's a fixer-upper, this weekend you're supposed to go topless in your Jeep.
Okay.
No matter what the weather to kick off the summer.
Oh, no matter what the weather.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
That's
is a Jeep waterproof on the inside?
No.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Not at all. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. two different zip codes, doing it now for weeks. I'm here in the Sunbury studio. Laura's at home. We'll check with her in just a bit. The late night TV people are also at home, including Trevor Noah, who's at Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese is accused of tricking some Grubhub users. Several customers say they placed orders at Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. They thought they were supporting a local business. Every address for Pasquale's routes back to a Chuck E. Cheese. The parent company for Chuck E. Cheese says it wasn't trying to fool anyone. It said Pasquale's is meant to be a premium pizza that's a little more upscale than you find at a kid's birthday party.
Chuck E. Cheese has been pretending to be a different place online to try and sell their pizza. This is officially the weirdest episode of Catfish ever.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 6:30 news block on the way next. Mark's got the news. Rob, the sports center with the sports. Steve's got the AccuWeather. Counting the cars, that's what they did in Carlisle. And they made the national news out of the Harrisburg area. So hats off to those guys down there with their prom on wheels. It started as kind of a crazy idea by a husband and wife feeling sorry for Carlisle high school kids who weren't going to have a prom. So they designed a prom on wheels, Mardi Gras style, including DJ face mask. And they took to the streets and celebrated a prom like no other. I thought it was great.
You couldn't go to prom, so we brought prom to you.
Students of the high school started joining in.
What's up?
Any last words as the prom king?
Life goes on.
Life goes on. I like that. I like that.
You are loved. You are
and a five-car parade turned into 15 to 20 cars, including a stop at Dickinson College. So you see that? They're making it happen for high school seniors all over the area, and not making the national news right here from Central PA. Right here at 94KX, we're honoring high school seniors with the class of 2020. Get on our Facebook page and check it out. All the names of seniors and even a video or two from the class presidents or the valedictorians. And it all comes your way from some great sponsors locally. Details coming up. 94KX. Ah, some positive music from 21 Pilots. I love that song. Please bring down my level of concern, and will you please be my quarantine? I just like that stuff. It is Tom and Laura in the morning. My name is Tom Morgan here in the dimly lit studios in Sunbury under a skeleton crew, as we have been for 8 weeks. Laura's at home in Elysburg. We'll check with her in just a bit. Here's something I'm a little concerned about because I'm an old guy. Why do we take old things and make them new again? Why can't we just leave them alone? Kellogg's, you know, Kellogg's, the breakfast, yes, cereal, K-E-L-L-O-G-G-S, best to you. Kellogg's is messing with Toucan Sam. Like, what? Why? For 60 years, we've had the same Toucan Sam for Fruit Loops.
I follow my nose.
He follows his nose.
It always knows. Hi, detective. My beak, the fruit flavors I seek. Here, I smell those orange and lemon cherry tastes. Such a gloomy place to find that lively taste.
Looking for
these? Ah, yes. Kellogg's cereal. Part of this nutritious breakfast.
Love an old school Toucan Sam. They totally redesigned him after 60 years, and people are outraged. Check it out. Check it out. Just Google new Toucan Sam. It's like gone Pokemon or something. It's just goofy looking. I want my old toucan. He follows his nose. It always knows. The flavor of fruit, wherever it grows. 94KX. Matchbox 20? Isn't that that group that Rob Thomas used to sing for back in the 90s? Well, yes, it is. We're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend with an all-80s, 90s weekend. It'll start Friday afternoon and go right through Monday. So I'm sure you'll hear a lot of Rob Thomas. News is on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Let's go to our Belmont reporter, Laura Good, in Elysburg.
Oh, I know. It's going to be shorter for the first time ever.
See, I knew you would say that because people don't care about that. They just want a horse race. It's like, wow, they're actually having the Belmont. We don't know why they're doing it a mile and an eighth instead of a mile and a half.
I absolutely know why.
Why? They're afraid the horses will run out of gas?
It's training, actually. They're worried, especially because it's such young horses that compete in the Triple Crown, that by pushing them to run a mile and a half, which is typically the length of the Belmont so early in the season,
right,
could be damaging to the horses. So they're shortening it for the health of the horses running the race.
I totally think that's bogus. Whatever.
That's not bogus. That's legit.
It's about as bad as baseball needing a month to warm up so they could start in July. Hey, if you're supposed to be doing this, this is what you do for a living. So get out and play baseball. We don't care
if
you suck.
They're not allowed to be training at the track yet. And a lot of trainers don't have their own mile-long loops to train these horses on. They rent stalls on the shed row at the track. So I absolutely agree with the decision that they made.
This is me getting totally bored with this. All right.
It's all about the welfare of the animals that they're racing.
And
I applaud them.
And that's why we went to our Belmont reporter, Laura Good, because nobody else knows. Nobody else cares. They just want to win money on a horse. There it is. Anyway.
We'll have to see if I win money again this year.
Well, Kentucky Derby is still coming up, and we're still going to do a... What do you want to call it? A shuffled up Triple Crown? I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah, the Derby's not until September. The Belmont will be first. I haven't heard anything about the Preakness yet.
It's going to happen. Baltimore's getting ready to party. Rob Center's got the details coming up when he checks the sports. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom from Sunbury, Laura from Elysburg. We are getting it done. Another sunny and nice day on the way today. Get outside. Did you yesterday?
Yes, I did. I went for a nice ride on my horse that I care about.
Mm-hmm. Did you run him a mile and an eighth or a mile and a half?
Actually, we went on a 3-mile trail ride.
Oh, you are so cruel.
No, we walked.
Oh, okay. Never mind. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, the Quarantunes. Yeah, they visit the studio once in a while. We took the day off yesterday, and I was thinking maybe it was the end of our musical fantasy group here. But no.
It lives on again.
I guess they drank a couple of cases of beer last night, and they decided that I'm just fine not going places. I guess they're tuning up here. Hang on.
Okay.
I have no commute. I wear a tracksuit and work from my lazy boy chair.
Yeah.
They said stay at home and spend time alone. A pandemic had just been declared. I ordered supplies from Amazon Prime.
Oh, sure.
Got Netflix to stay entertained.
Don't forget
Hulu. I got plenty of food and toilet tissue.
Oh, toilet tissue.
So I'll just stay in my domain.
Everybody! I'm just fine not going places.
They deliver a beer. I got two cases. I'll be okay.
Only two cases of beer, Garth? Come on.
For a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, a couple of days. Not going places. I can't agree. Sorry, guys. I'm just fine
not going places for now.
How long is now, Laura?
I don't know.
Me either. The weekend's come. 94KX. Getting you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend. In my opinion, nobody does it better than Prince, so that'll get you ready to party, right?
Oh, for sure.
It starts Friday at 3 o'clock. Actually, Laura and I like to say it starts Friday morning at 7 a.m. with Flashback Friday.
Of course it does. I'm feeling an all 80s and 90s party song Flashback Friday this weekend.
That's exactly what I'm feeling. And then Chad steps in and does his way back lunch. That's all 80s and 90s. And then at 3 o'clock, we go all 80s and 90s right through to Monday. Right through
Love
Monday.
It. It's a holiday weekend, Tom.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yes, I do know that. And I'm just ready for it to be summer. Didn't you and I declare this weekend the unofficial opening of summer?
It is. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start to summer in my book.
Yeah, mine too. So let's get it going and let's have a party. Hey, some musical birthdays today. Biter's birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. I know the last one is going to make you do your famous impersonation. You can't let me down. You can't let me down on this.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
oh,
first, no. Musical birthdays. Rachel Platten is 39 today. She's a one-hit wonder with that fight song. Busta Rhymes is 48. Here's a name you might not know, but you'll hear it this weekend. Nick Hayward. He was in the band Haircut 100 in the 80s, and then he had a solo career. He's 59. Jane Wiedlin from the Go-Go's. You'll hear her. She's 62 years old, the Go-Go's guitarist. And are you ready, Laura?
Probably not.
Happy birthday, Cher. She's 74. With this pandemic, don't you wish we could turn back time? Go!
Turn back time. If I could turn back time.
Why do I think that's so funny?
If I could take Corona away. I would be in the studio with you, Tommy, every day.
It's time for Biters.
Birthday buddies.
See, she couldn't do it because she's laughing. It's all good. Let's take a look at the birthdays for this Wednesday, May 20th. Happy birthday to Billy Haybecker. He's from Milton. He's 36.
A very happy birthday to Brenda Cosmer from Shmokin, 59.
Dakota Carl is 22 years old today.
Danielle Baronich from Sunbury is 40.
Happy birthday, Jerome Wilkerson, 44.
A very happy birthday to Joe Daigle, who's 58 today.
Kyle Winans, hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kyle.
He's your buddy.
It's his birthday.
He's 33 years old today. Way to go, Kyle. He used to work here. It has him listed. He lives in Northumberland, PA.
No, he lives in Virginia now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, happy birthday to Pam Harper as well. She's 45 today.
A very happy birthday to Tammy Hoffman from Dorisai, 50 today.
And Tiffany Caseman is 38 today.
Happy birthday to William Bowersox from Sealands Grove, 61 today.
I couldn't believe you missed Kyle Winans' birthday. He's going to be so mad at you.
What are you talking about? I already messaged him at like 6 a.m.
Oh, I thought we were going to get a big fanfare for Kyle Winans.
Hey, there's... Well, I mean, he can't listen anymore.
Oh.
He's my bestie.
There you go. He's your best. Hey, there's nobody on the text club today, bestie.
There is one on the Book of Faces.
Uh-huh.
Two, actually. A very happy birthday to Weston Hamburger. He turns 8 years old today. Is from Dornsife and goes to Our Lady of Lourdes.
Way to go, Dennis. Happy birthday, buddy. You know, everybody's got one. Oh, you got another one?
Hold on. One more. One more. Two from Facebook.
Sorry, the camera's paused. I can't see you.
To Jeremiah Hauser. He turns 15 today.
All right. Happy birthday, Jeremiah. Oh, the camera. Hello. Now I can see you. There you go.
Well, I had to look at the messages on Facebook.
Every once in a while, we lose visual and Tommy goes nuts here because he needs eye contact with Laura. Everybody has a birthday, right?
Yeah, FaceTime. Yes. And we love to celebrate them with or without Cher.
Uh-huh.
You can call us on the Ford Fun Line. You can text us at 49330 or you can message on the 94KX Facebook page. If you would like to be in it to win it for $100 with Bite, make sure that you text us
each and every morning at this time. It's
Biters birthday buddies on 94KX.
A beautiful Sunday. No, wait, it's not Sunday, but I feel like it's a sunny day. So
are you in your Sunday best?
Yes, I am. Let's start dancing. One of those feel-good songs that I'm talking about that radio is bringing every day. Let's do
feeling
this.
Good, like you should.
Feeling good.
Yeah, we're going to Beverly Hills. No, they're on lockdown. You're not going anywhere. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:46. We usually do the good news segment here. We all love little kids, don't we? I mean, little kids are the best.
Kids say the darndest things. There was a whole show about it.
Yeah, and they do the darndest things, too, for good. An 8-year-old in New Jersey named Jimmy Hunt has been walking around in the neighborhood wearing his sister's inflatable T-Rex costume. Now, he seems to think this is going to make the world a better place, and I seem to agree.
I would agree with that. If I saw a T-Rex walking down Hillside Avenue, it would make my day.
And so Jimmy is hoping to make New Jersey people happy.
We still got Hawkers! Hawkers!
My plan when I go on walks like this is to make young, old, middle-aged people really happy.
I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for the neighborhood, for everybody.
I know that people love it. They're honking. They're like, oh my gosh, there's a dinosaur. I'm probably going to do it even if coronavirus is over.
He loves the honkers, he calls them. So
I know people love it because they're honking.
That's right. You go, Jimmy. You go. In the meantime, in a nursing home in Virginia, they are letting people visiting the nursing home get into an inflatable hippo costume so they could hug their relatives.
Mom! Oh, my God. Ah, that's just so wonderful.
Come here. Let me hug you. This is all the fabulous people here that are doing this for all of you guys. Oh, I get to hug you. Aww.
So it's a giant inflatable hippo costume, complete with tutu. And when the senior who lives in the facility looks into the hippo's mouth, they see like their daughter or their son or whatever. The hippo uniform is available so you could get a hug. Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
We love the good news. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. A silly song that still reminds me of News Guy Matt. It's just...
Where's the News Guy Matt little wiggle and a jiggle in the morning?
Remember how he used to dance around?
Yeah. Hips McGee.
Remember how he used to dance around the studio every time the song came on?
I know. Remember I used to be in the studio?
Yeah, remember that? That was about 8 weeks ago. Weeks ago. Wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah, so here we are.
That's longer than I was in Nepal.
At least when you come back from this, you're not bringing any yak cheese.
So, oh, but I could, Tom.
Please don't.
I could.
Please don't. Bring back...
So you just saw my freezer. There could be some yak cheese in that freezer.
You see, when we do FaceTime here, it's for work purposes, but not really. I get to see what Laura's preparing, whether it be food or beverage, and she just showed her deep freeze. Now she's shaking up her beverage.
There's my protein coffee.
There it is. And I noticed in your deep freeze, you bought the big giant party bag of ice. What's going on?
That is in preparation for the holiday weekend.
Ah, okay.
I don't necessarily envision any huge parties at my house. That big bag of ice is just for the husband and I.
Well, good luck with that. Speaking of husband and wife, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Do you pronounce the L? Okay, Mila. Kunis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's adorable. They've launched quarantine wine. And what?
I bought one.
You already purchased one.
I could go out and get it. It was delivered yesterday.
How did
I'm
know this?
Serious.
Okay, 100% of the profits go to charities providing COVID-19 relief. Now, I got thinking, what could be possibly better than that? So I started thinking about all these celebrities coming up with their own furniture. Mm-hmm. What if we invented a chair? Like, say, for instance, not as tacky as a beanbag chair, but something like that. Okay.
Ooh, like one of those
comfy chairs, those big puffy
chairs.
Yeah.
What are they called? A Papasan chair?
Yeah, there you go. We get one
Murphy
of those.
Murphy likes the idea.
There you go. We get one of those and we fill it with wine. You know, fill it with wine. And if you're stuck, you know, in quarantine, your chair will be like your friend.
IKEA introduces the perfect piece of furniture during the quarantine. It's the Lounge and Sip wine bag chair.
Lounge and Sip!
Waterbed meets beanbag chair. Only instead of microbeads or compressed foam, it's filled with your choice of Chablis, Chardonnay, Merlot, Zin, or Cabernet. Comes with a 3-foot retractable straw hose that allows you to binge watch entire seasons, all without leaving your big cushy chair filled with vino.
I love it!
This quarantine thing is not so bad.
That's right.
I love this chair.
Lounge and Sip wine bag chair. Order yours now so you'll be ready for round two.
Hey. We don't want a round two.
Whoa.
Let's just invent the chair.
Back it on up.
That's
invent
right.
The chair, and I will use it with no shame, coronavirus or not.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Consider that your stress reliever, Mom. You screamed along with Axl Rose, and you felt good about it.
I did. I know I did.
There's you and I. We're not stressed, are we? I don't.
No.
I mean,
I'm
I know.
Not. Are you?
like at these difficult times. I'm doing okay. I don't like the fact that you're not in the studio with me, but we do have FaceTime cameras, and we're getting it done. But according to a recent survey, there's a stress problem out there, and there's some telltale signs that you may be too stressed, more stressed than usual.
Well, and I guess these are subtle signs that you might not even think about. It's just like, I just didn't sleep good last night. That's why I'm tired.
Yeah, look at number one. I don't get it. You're tired even when you haven't done anything. Okay. Stress alone is exhausting, it says, even when you're not physically active. So maybe you're depressed or fatigued. I don't know.
It's possible.
I guess.
Or else just go to bed earlier.
There's an idea. I take a nap every afternoon. So there you have it. I don't know. How about number two? How about
you startle easily?
I don't know. I don't startle at all. So I don't know what's wrong with my brain.
I feel like if you're jumpy and on edge, you're guilty of something.
I guess.
What did you do?
Remember when Kyle was with us and he put a picture of like a scary bloody clown on the back of my office door? I came in the morning, opened up the door, I looked at it, and I go, very funny, Kyle. I didn't go,
Exactly, you know? You didn't jump.
Anyway, all right, on to number three. These are signs now that you may be more stressed during the pandemic. Number three.
Okay.
I don't understand this one at all, Lori. Just explain it to the audience. I'm just shaking my head.
You're too productive or zoned in on a hobby. Apparently, extreme productivity can be a coping mechanism.
Is that why you put in a new patio? I was kind of wondering.
No, I have the time right now. I am not allowed to leave my house. I'm getting it done.
Okay, there it is. All right, number four is more headaches. I don't get any headaches, so I don't know.
I don't get headaches unless I drink too much caffeine.
Okay, yeah, me too. And here's number five is me, but I think it's just my age.
No, I think it's just you, that you're more forgetful.
I don't think it says your brain is overloaded with stress, so you start to forget things. I don't think I'm overloaded with stress. I just think I'm getting old, and it's like, Tom, what? Did you?
I think for a lot of people, though, when they do get stressed, they overlook things or forget things. That's a real thing.
Oh, okay. So there's the top five signs. Maybe you are stressed during this pandemic. You're tired. You startle easily. You get too productive at one thing. You get headaches. And you're forgetful. I can't forget to hit this commercial break. Okay? Remind me.
Okay, sounds good. We'll take a break.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV. Seth Meyers actually commenting on a news story Mark Lawrence had a couple days ago.
An ice cream shop in Hong Kong is offering a so-called tear gas flavor inspired by last year's pro-democracy protests. Or, if you really want your kids to cry, get them rum raisin.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's rare when we have two top fives in one morning show. But we have another one, Laura, and that would be the top five failures during the pandemic.
Okay, these are pretty funny.
They are very funny.
And the number one, I'm just going to preface this by saying, and the number two,
okay,
put down anything that has to do with your hair.
That's right. Because number one, a quarter of us in America have had some kind of haircut that we regret. And number two, hair color for the ladies.
Listen, I want some highlights up on this head in the worst way.
But you're not going to try it yourself.
Heck no.
That a girl. See, 27%
of us. That is what the professionals are for. I feel for all of the salons and stylists out there. I wish that you could be open right now.
Coming in at number three, 24% have tried to do a pedi and it didn't go well. So nail salons,
just paint your toenails. Don't try to cut or scrape or do anything. Again, put down the tools. Just put them down.
Meanwhile, in the kitchen, coming in at number four, 22% of us have had some kind of baking-related disaster. Wow.
I mean, experimentation is fun in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And finally, coming in at number five, apparently do-it-yourself body piercings are not a good thing as well. So don't
no,
do it.
No, 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 no.
So there's your top five quarantine disasters. On a good note, though, if we can say this, 75% of us plan on going to these small businesses when the quarantine is over and spending even more money. Yay.
I pretty much am only going to be shopping and going exclusively to small businesses.
Myself.
Pretty much from now until forever.
There it is. Thank you. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Go ahead now. It's going to be sunny today. Get out and wash your car because it's a Wednesday at the wash with 94KX.
That's right. The number to push in on that radio promo button has already been sent out. $2 off any wash. It's a perfect day to wash your car at Ultimate Express.
Who doesn't need $2 off, too? You know what I mean? I mean, that's great.
Hey, $2 is $2, okay? I will take any savings anywhere.
And our Wednesday at the Wash is good at any location of Ultimate Express Car Wash. They've adjusted their hours, but they're now reopened. They have been for weeks. 7 days a week now from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. So check them out. Williamsport, Danville, and Selins Grove. And like Laura said, $2 off. Wow.
Hey, don't forget, the only way you get that $2 off is by becoming a member of our text club. Sign up right now at WQKX.com.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I guess they mean that in an affectionate way. I'm stuck with you.
Well, of course like, they do.
I Ariana Grande and Biebs, what a great combination, but still, I'm stuck with you, stuck with you, stuck with you.
You're stuck with me, man.
Yeah, well, you're stuck with me, but I don't think it's a bad thing. There it is. We're stuck with Chad Evans. He's on the way next. Tom and Laura.
We love Chad.
Yes, we do. Coming up next is Chad, but first, we do hope Laura has a thought for the day.
Of course I do.
Okay. What do we got?
So, actually, this kind of goes along with the theme stuck with you.
Okay.
Maybe you need a little patience with your spouse, your significant other, your family.
Okay.
So, we can never truly receive until we have an open heart. Until we can receive with an open heart, we are never really giving with an open heart.
Ooh.
So open up.
Very good. Open your hearts. Open your minds today. And
there it is.
Open the windows and the doors. It's a beautiful day. So there
it
you
is.
Go.
The sun is shining. Have a good one, Tommy.
You too. See everybody.
Bye, guys.